Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
We're only talking about good, positive news that's been happening worldwide this week. And Cathal O'Sullivan, content creator with Today FM, is here to shed some positive light. How are you?
I'm good, Andrea. The sun is shining, so obviously we're all very happy. Yes, and it's here to stay, apparently. But kicking off with schools and the Minister for Education.
Back.
Yes, absolutely, they're back. That might be a reason to be happy for parents around the country. But one thing that parents will be happy about is that the Minister of Education, Norma Foley, has today launched a new free school book scheme, providing school books for 212,000 junior cycle students. So this came into effect for primary school students last year, and obviously the minister has seen how positive it has been for parents and families and guardians all over the country, and the impact it's having, I suppose, with financial strain, etc., the cost of living crisis. And they've done it for 670 post-primary schools now, launching today. So all these students are going to get their school books for free. Like, I can only think back to when I was in school and my parents would have been delighted to get this.
Yeah.
Like, they would have only been delighted.
For sure.
Yeah, but like, even like just having the right school books, stuff like that, like people might be always coming
to you.
It's coming in, like, you come in the first day and have everything ready to go. Like, and it's only for junior cycle at the moment, but parents would be delighted. Like, if they see this doing well, it'll hopefully be extended to
Seniors, definitely the big cost, but positive start.
Yeah, and they get loads more books when it comes to senior cycle. So hopefully it'll be coming in. And like Norman Foley said, it's been a huge positive milestone for families.
Now, we are looking for the best sports songs out there.
Ole, ole, Andrea. It is our favourite sporting song to sing here in Ireland. I don't know about you, but...
Is that a fact, though, or are you just making this up?
So it comes from Nestle Cereals. They've launched new research today.
It's good enough.
That over 6 in 10 people say ole, ole is their go-to tune when cheering on Irish teams or athletes.
Yeah.
Closely followed by the Fields of Athenry. And Tina Turner's Simply the Best. So now I wouldn't be going around singing Simply the Best. Ole Ole definitely comes out, and Fields of Athenry.
Fields of Athenry,
like,
does
you
too.
Think to like Irish sporting matches, rugby, or especially rugby with Six Nations, you'd always hear Fields of Athenry.
You always associate the Saw Doctors and N17 with anything to do with Galway.
Definitely.
Football, hurling,
or the Green and Red of Mayo. That's another one.
There's some great tunes.
There's one that you might like as well. What about this one?
Brilliant tune.
I love this song.
Yeah,
it's just such an iconic tune. Like, it brings you back to when Donegal won the All-Ireland 2014, am I right in saying?
2012. God, if I that wrong, I'm going to be absolutely murdered
be
Donegal if I get it wrong.
Yes, but also this survey says that a quarter of those surveyed have named a pet after their favourite team or athlete, and also 7% have dyed their hair in honour of sporting heroes. So I suppose it's the impact on sport in our lives and what it does for us. And people have also, I think 16% have named their child after a sporting hero. I know my barber has just named his new dog Rio. So Rio Ferdinand.
Right.
And his girlfriend said, is that after a soccer player? No, it's not.
It's not.
But yeah, I think Ole Ole is definitely
It's a great one. We want to hear from people today. Your favourite sports anthem, 087 1400 106. That's the WhatsApp number. We're staying with sport though.
Staying with sport. And yes, the Paralympics kicks off tonight. So Ireland has 35 athletes heading off to Paris. I think they landed Sunday and they could be seen with Taoiseach Simon Harris yesterday, meeting him. And there's going to be 549, I think, like divisions of the sport over across 22 sports. But like, we had such success at the Olympics this year.
A record
7 medals across different sports. And there's 4,400 athletes, and it's going to be shown across RTE and on the RTE player. I was actually talking to Tiernan O'Donnell, who is one of the athletes heading over. He's a rower. And he is first time in rowing, but he was a wheelchair basketballer for years and just took it up 18 months ago.
Brilliant. So I actually be chatting to Martin Gordon and Jason Smith here on the show.
Yeah,
at about 20 past one today. It's the 17th Paralympic Games.
Yeah, 17th. And I think it's just going to be like something that we had 7 medals in Tokyo. And I think Ireland are just like getting better and better when it comes to athletics, and people can be so excited for it.
There's great momentum though too about it, isn't
there? Behind Irish athletics. Great, and like you look to see like the likes of Jason Smith, like you mentioned, he was like he was record holder and got gold like a couple of times. So I think like even speaking to Tiernan, you're speaking to Martin, like I think there's huge like energy behind the Irish athletics, and I suppose we can all, like, it really put us in a good mood, the Olympics, didn't it?
So,
like, hopefully the Paralympics can just keep it going, keep the energy up.
Now, we have officially one of the best gardens in Europe.
Yeah, well, right in our back garden here in Dublin. And the National Botanic Gardens, so it's home to 20,000 living plants and over many millions of dry plant species, has been named the best garden in Europe. So
Mary, that's a great title.
Mary down in Wicklow now is giving out because she probably thinks her garden's the best. But yeah, so it beats the likes of the Bodmin Garden in the UK, the Royal Botanic Garden in Edinburgh, the Dendrological Garden in Czechia, Gardens of Traumansdorf in Italy, and Jardin des Plantes de Nantes in France. So, like, this, it's actually free to visit, and I've never been. And now this has kind of sparked my interest.
We went once, I'm going to say, on a school tour.
Okay, yeah.
Like, that's gone back now.
And it's
I'm sure it's wild changed since then, like, but...
Many more plants.
Yeah.
But it's open every day by Christmas Day. So
yeah,
those heading to
for people
coming
to
up
do.
To Dublin. Yeah, and especially in the good weather. It's been open since 1795. So, like, I'd say there's a few flowers that have come and gone in between them, but definitely one for the people to visit.
So if you want to have a gawk at the best garden in Europe, we're sending you for free to the National Botanic Garden in Dublin. This, though, is something I think people across the country just love this.
Are you a fan?
Loved Friends. I think still do love it to be. It's a great show.
It's so easy to just stick on in the background or something like that. It's easy viewing. And to celebrate the 30th anniversary of the show, they're having an auction in LA for some of the props and costumes that were on the show over the years.
Brilliant.
So to name, there's the stripy shirt scene between Ross and Joey's hysterical rant when he's saying, "I'm fine." Yeah, so people will remember that. Rachel's grey turtleneck sweater from season 7, which is kind of iconic as well.
Yeah.
You remember with the short bob, which was so iconic as well. And they'll be valued in around kind of $1,000 to $1,500 US dollars. Other articles up for grabs include a blue denim coat embroidered with golden flowers worn by Phoebe. So it was, do you remember the long kind of...
I was
of,
thinking of Joey's. Oh, the, yeah.
It was a long Phoebe coat.
Yeah.
The couch from Central Park, I think. I would pay for this.
So, how much is it going up for auction?
So up to $2,000 or to $3,000. So
for the couch.
For the couch, yeah. Which I thought would be a lot more, but I think that could be a starting price.
The starting point.
And it'll just go up and up and up.
Probably put about 20 on top of that then.
And if you remember the troll doll, which was called the Geller Cup, remember the iconic football match? I think I'd love that as well. It's valued at $300 to $500, which I also think will just go up and up.
Sorry, so the Central Park orange couch,
iconic
that is
couch.
So synonymous with the entire Friends brand, has been listed for auction valued at somewhere between $2,000 to $3,000.
Wouldn't you love it in your front room?
Well, it's such a talking point to people over.
This is
the couch.
It's the one place where the Friends used to all meet and they'd all come together, and it's just so iconic. I think I'd love it. I'd pay probably $2,000 for it. I don't know if I'd go anywhere above that, though.
So you might be competing against a few, though.
Like you say, put 20 on top of that.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's happening on Monday, the 23rd of September at 10 a.m. So Pacific time, so obviously a different time here. But you can join in online, but you can also be there in LA live.
Yeah, so anyone can take part in this.
Anyone can take part in this. And like Friends fans all around the country, I'm sure are going to be paying crazy amounts.
I was down at the Friends Experience.
In Dublin, yes.
Yeah, always get confused. Down by the Three Arena behind us. You know what I'm talking about. And it's brilliant. Like, if you're a Friends fan.
Yeah, well, I think we were just, like, my sister still talks about remembering when it finished. And then it just became, like, passed on to us. And, like, it was always on telly. And I don't know, people just love Friends. It just makes you happy. Even if you're in a bad mood, it just lifts the spirits that little bit.
Absolutely. Paul and Talas is the best football song by a country mile is New Order, World in Motion. It never comes home. And my favourite sports song is To Win Just Once by the Saw Doctors, but their heavy tomb accents make it sound like two injured swans.
No, well, in fairness, I saw the Saw Doctors at Electric Picnic, and the Green and Red Omeo was...
Yeah, and they also too had a massive, massive crowd,
it
I should say. Cathal O'Sullivan,
thanks
content creator with Today FM. Loads of good news to put a smile on your face this Wednesday.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.